As it fell out upon a day, as many in the year, Musgrave to the church did go to see fair ladies there. And some came down in red velvet, and some came down in pall, and the last to come down was the Lady Barnard, the fairest of them all. And she's cast a look on the little Musgrave, as bright as the summer sun, and then bethought, this little Musgrave, this lady's love I've won. Good day, you handsome youth, God make you safe and free. What would you give this day, Musgrave, to lie one night with me? Oh, I dare not for my lands, lady, I dare not for my life, for the ring on your white finger shows you are Lord Barnard's wife. Lord Barnard's to the hunting gone, and I hope he'll never return, and you shall sleep into his bed and keep his lady warm. There's nothing for to fear, Musgrave, you nothing have to fear. I'll set a page outside the gate to watch till morning clear, and woe be to the little foot page, and an ill death may he die, for he's away to the greenwood as fast as he could fly. And when he came to the wide water, he fell on his belly and swam, and when he came to the other side, he took to his heels and ran. And when he came to the greenwood, 'twas dark as dark can be, and he found Lord Barnard and his men asleep beneath the trees. Arise up, master, he said, arise up and speak to me. Your wife's in bed with a little Musgrave, arise up right speedily. If this be truth you tell to me, then gold shall be your fee. And if it be false you tell to me, then hanged you shall be. Go saddle me the black, he said, go saddle me the grey. And sound you not the horn, said he, lest our coming it would betray. Now there was a man in Lord Barnard's terrain who loved the little Musgrave, and he blew his horn both loud and shrill, away, Musgrave, away. Oh, I think I hear the morning cock, I think I hear the jay, I think I hear Lord Barnard's horn, away, Musgrave, away. Oh, lie still, you little Musgrave, and keep me from the cold. It's nothing but a shepherd boy driving his flock to the fold. Is not your hawk upon its perch, your steed is eating hay, and you a gay lady in your arms, and yet you would away. So he's turned him right and round about, and he fell fast asleep.
And when he woke, Lord Barnard's men were standing at his feet. And how do you like my bed, Musgrave? And how do you like my sheets? And how do you like my fair lady that lies in your arms asleep?
Oh, it's well I like your bed, he said, and well I like your sheets, and better I like your fair lady that lies in my arms asleep.
Well, get up, young man, he said, get up as swift you can, for it never will be said in my country I slew an unarmed man. I have two swords in one scabbard, full dear they cost me purse, and you shall have the best of them, and I shall have the worst.
And so slowly he rose up, and slowly he put on, and slowly down the stairs he goes, a-thinking to be slain. And the first stroke little Musgrave took, it was both deep and sore, and down he fell at Barnard's feet, and word he never spoke more.
And how do you like his cheeks, a lady? And how do you like his chin? And how do you like his fair body? Now there's no life within.
Oh, it's well I like his cheeks, she said, and well I like his chin, and better I like his fair body than all your kith and kin.
And he's taken up his long, long sword to strike a mortal blow, and through the lady's heart to the cold steel it did go.
As it fell out upon a day, as many in the year, masquerade to the church did go, to see fair ladies there.